had a feeling it might come up.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is a regular business meeting for December 5th, 2017. The time right now is 7 p.m. Ms. Atkinson, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cutabak, Hanford, Rasmussen, and Gamble.
Thank you. And I heard from Councilmember Davis earlier today indicating that he would not be here for work-related reasons. And the same thing from Councilmember Camp. So unless there's an objection, we'll consider them as excused absences. Councilmember Gamble, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Council members, I'd like to make a modification to the agenda this evening. You'll notice that there is an executive session listed on your agendas, referring to the blue paper agenda before you. The executive session follows comments from citizens. I'd like to go ahead and move that to right after the mayor and administrator reports just before adjournment. So unless there's objection, we'll go ahead and make that change. Okay, seeing no objection, we're going to go ahead and move on to comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. There is a sign-in sheet. Ms. Atkinson. Nobody signed in on the sheet. Is there any member of the audience who would like to speak to the Council this evening? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Rasmussen, second from Councilmember Cutabak. Any discussion on the motion to approve the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business. Unfinished business item number one is AB 17-196. This is ordinance number 028, 2017, adopting the 2018 budget for final reading. Ms. Hassard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, I'll keep this brief. I am here for any last questions, and I have my book here in case there are any.
Council members, any questions or a motion? Council member Hanford.
I move to adopt ordinance number 028-2017, adopting the budget for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Council member Hanford, a second from Council member Cutabak. For the motion as typed in agenda bill number 17-196, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next item we have on the agenda this evening is unfinished business item number two. This is AB 17-197, ordinance number 029-2017, amending Appendix D, Transportation Plan of the 2015-2035 Monroe City Plan for final reading. Mr. Swanson.
Great. Thank you, Mayor, Council. The proposed amendment impacts the capital facilities element by adding the Blueberry Lane projects. There's two separate projects there. Something that I know the mayor and council talked about for quite some time. So what this would, by adding it to the capital facilities element, would make it eligible for potential funding. It is so proposed to add this there for eventually completing future projects on Blueberry.
Thank you. Council members, any questions or a motion? Council member Cutabak.
My only question was moving it to the contingency projects instead of the high priority projects. Is there a reason? Or is it just about funding?
It's just about funding. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference where it is.
So we
no.
Just stuck it at the
just
end.
Just stuck it at the end.
Okay, yeah. That's what I assumed. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't a difference between the high priority and contingency, because I know that's the intersection we've talked a lot about. So, okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Councilmember Scarborough.
And there, the reason that is because there is no budget for it at this time.
The reason is what?
Where it's put makes no difference because we haven't budgeted for this item yet.
Yes, you have. It is in the 2018 budget that you just had for
$3.5 million.
Oh, they adopted this final?
Yeah. 140 or more.
You just adopted the budget for
which project?
Blueberry Hills.
Oh.
Well, in this paper, I just read it in here, about 1.476.
But it is in the budget.
Yeah, partial.
Thank you. I'll get my foot out of my mouth.
Mr. Feilberg, I heard the number of 1. Something million dollars.
That's for the signal. If we ever get that, we'll add that too in case a large lot amount of money comes up. But it's also, there's two projects. One is a signal project, which is 1.3. The other one was the adding the lane, which is 4.5.
Right. So to clarify for Councilmember Scarborough, it's the 4.5. So both of them are in there, but the 4.5 is in there for 2018.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Are there any other questions or a motion? Councilmember Gamble.
Move to adopt ordinance number 029-2017, amending and updating Appendix D, transportation plan by incorporating the Kelsey Blueberry intersection improvements, providing for severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
Yeah, first from Councilmember Gamble, second from Councilmember Rasmussen for the request to action as typed in Agenda Bill 17-97. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much, Mr. Swanson. The next item we have on the agenda this evening is new business. New business item number one was removed from the agenda this evening. New business item number two is the next item. That's AB 17-199. This is ordinance number 031-2017, amending MMC, Title 17, subdivisions, and 18, planning and zoning, related to development regulations for first reading. Mr. Swanson.
Great. Thank you, Ian. So roughly about a year ago, the city made a major code amendment shifting from a minimum lot size for density calculations to a gross unit per acre calculation. What happened when that amendment took place is there were certain sections that were left that still referenced minimum lot size in the code. And so originally we found those issues, but I didn't want to dedicate time to a code amendment when we're doing essentially a full code rewrite. And we were just going to take care of those issues during our rewrite. However, those issues became so apparent and started actually impacting people that wanted to submit for land use applications that we determined that we just have to essentially move forward with this code modification, remove the remaining items of reference minimum lot size. Some of those specifically included duplexes were referenced 1.5 times minimum lot size as opposed to the gross units per acre. So this is purely a code cleanup to remove some of those inconsistencies in the code. When you go to apply it, you essentially have two standards that are competing against each other when you're trying to figure out density in certain situations. So that's what my proposed amendment does.
Thank you. Councilmembers, do you have any questions? Is there a motion? Councilmember Gamble.
Move to accept as first reading ordinance number 031-2017, amending Monroe Municipal Code, MMC Title 17, subdivisions in Title 18, planning and zoning, to clarify and revise conflicting, inconsistent, and outdated provisions in the existing development regulations, providing for severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gamble, a second from Councilmember Rasmussen for the requested action as typed in Agenda Bill number 17-199. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much, Mr. Swanson. Thank you, Council. Next item we have on the agenda this evening is final action. And I'm going to click on that. The other ones took a little while to pull up. All right. This is Agenda Bill. This is final action number one, Agenda Bill 17-200, appointment of City Council representatives to various positions, boards, committees, and forums. Ms. Atkinson.
Thank you. This is your annual reappointment listing for 2018. We're bringing it forward to you ahead of time, just since we have a returning council, and figured we could address this ahead, especially to address two items, specifically the item D, the Snohomish County Health District Board of Directors. That one they've asked for a response from us in early January, as well as to appoint a council member to attend the Community Transit Board of Directors selection meeting in January 18th. That's item E, and it's just the regular course of business and up for discussion.
All right. Thank you. So we've done this different ways in the past. My request is that we consider going down the line, requested action A, B, C, etc. That's council's will. However, you can go ahead and make a motion however you'd like to do it. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. I'll take item A. I move to appoint Councilmember Gamble as Mayor Pro Tem for 2018.
Second.
We have a first from Councilmember Hanford and a second from Councilmember Cutaback to appoint Councilmember Gamble as Mayor Pro Tem for 2018. Any discussion on the motion? Councilmember Scarborough.
No, I had something else.
Okay, I'll keep your light on. Okay, seeing that there is no deliberation on the matter, the motion again is to appoint Councilmember Gamble as the Mayor Pro Tem for 2018. Again, there's no discussion that's indicated. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right, Councilmember Scarborough.
I imagine we're going to get to it down there, so I was just going to volunteer for a different board. Is this the time I might do that, or do you want me to wait until we get down these?
It would be easier from a record standpoint if we just went since we've taken care of A, to go to requested action B, which is to appoint a council member to the French Creek Flood Control District Joint Board.
Which would be different for you, so that's...
It's however council would like to approach it, just from a bookkeeping standpoint. It's easier to go A through I. But we'll take them in whatever order you'd like to make motions, council. So is there a motion?
I will make a motion.
Okay.
Since Councilmember Camp is not present, and he did sit on that previously and didn't mention that he wanted to go off it.
That's good. I like the reasoning here.
I know. So I would make a motion that Councilmember Camp continue the fine job he is doing on that joint board.
French Creek. So do I understand?
Yes, I'm sorry. French Creek Flood Control District Joint Board.
Second. Okay, so do I understand by the maker of the motion that the motion is to appoint Councilmember Camp as the council representative to the French Creek Flood Control District Joint Board?
That is correct.
Okay. And the first was Councilmember Cutaback, the second was Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. The next one, if we're going to go in order, would be for the Snohomish County Tomorrow Steering Committee. Is there a motion? Councilmember Scarborough.
I'd like to see somebody else do it this next year, so I don't know who would like to do it as opposed to who we might appoint. Councilman Davis is not here. Do we do the same thing that Hamley did in camp?
Well, that's a tough one. It's Wednesday, it's fourth Wednesday.
What's the 6 to 8?
Tough one.
In Everett.
Fourth Wednesday.
Okay, if nobody's prepared to make a motion right now, we can go ahead and move on to D. And we can come back to this one. Councilmember Hanford?
I move to certify Councilmember Rasmus, Council Representative to the Snohomish County Health District Board of Directors.
Second.
Yeah, the first from Councilmember Rasmussen. I have a second from Councilmember Scarborough.
First came from Councilmember Hanford.
Who did I say?
Rasmussen. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't want to be put on.
So let's go with the first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Scarborough, to certify Councilmember Rasmussen as the Council Representative to the Snohomish County Health District Board of Directors. Councilmember Rasmussen, is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. All right. The next item, if we're going to go in order, would be E. This is move to appoint a council member to attend the Thursday, January 18th, 2018 Community Transit Board of Directors Selection Meeting. Is there a motion? Councilmember Cutback, do you want to share any thoughts on this board if you're not going to be continuing?
Well,
or this meeting?
It's not definite because you attend that meeting and then you have to be voted on by your fellow city representatives in your selection. So they have large city, middle city, and small cities. And so you have to be chosen to do it.
So this would be to attend one meeting with the possibility that you could be appointed as an alternate or as the primary in
right.
future meetings.
And I recognize attending that meeting is doing some work beforehand if you really want to sit on that board. I was chosen as an alternate. I did have to attend and represent, you know, was part of the board for a couple meetings, and then just I attended sporadically because to sit in the audience and listen. So does anyone have an interest? It's Thursdays 3 to 5 and basically Casino Road. So.
Are there any volunteers?
I can attend the meeting and represent and see where it goes.
Okay. Is there a motion then for Councilmember Cutback? Councilmember Hanford.
I move to appoint Councilmember Cutback to attend the Thursday, January 18th, 2018 Community Transit Board of Directors selection meeting.
Second. All right, first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Scarborough to appoint Councilmember Cutback to attend the Thursday, January 18th, 2018 Community Transit Board of Directors selection meeting. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. The next one that we have is F. This is a motion to appoint two council members to review and sign bills. Before we get into sort of the committees that are here internal to the city, I would like to note for the record that both Councilmember Camp and Councilmember Davis requested to serve on the P4 committee. All right, so is there a motion? Councilmember Cutback.
I make a motion to that Councilmember Hanford and Councilmember Rasmussen are the two council members to review and sign for approval of the bills.
Second.
Yeah, a motion from Councilmember Cutback, a second from Councilmember Gamble, Councilmember Hanford, and Councilmember Rasmussen. Be appointed to review and sign the bills. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion, yeah, abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. We're going to go ahead and move on to G, if you like. This would be for the 2018 Finance and Human Resources Committee. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. If we could kind of change up the way we've been doing things for these last three so we kind of get consensus. For myself, I would be I'd be willing to stay on the Finance Committee and the Legislative Affairs Committee. Thank you.
Councilmember Rasmussen.
Given the conversation, I'll just put my name out there for the P4 committee and say on that one.
Okay. Quick question. Are Councilmembers Camp and Davis both on P4 right now?
Davis is on P4.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Councilmember Scarborough?
I'm on P4, and I'd like to go to the Finance Committee.
You'd like to go to Finance Committee? And Councilmember Cutback?
I was thinking it might make sense for the person who sits on the Community Transit Board, if that happens, to sit on the P4. To have some alignment with transportation, that is a piece of that. So I think that makes sense. So I'm willing to sit wherever, but if I do get on the Community Transit Board, I think it's important to sit on the Transportation Committee.
Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen?
So that's a great point, and a question on it is by next meeting, next Tuesday, if we find out that Councilmember Davis or Camp assuming that they are on the 2-4 committee, if they want to take Councilmember Kozak's spot on the 18th, can we make that change then, or do we have to respond?
I don't see why you wouldn't be able to make a motion at a future meeting to change the members of the committees. Mm-hmm. That would not be a problem, is that correct?
Yeah, were you talking about committees, or were you talking about the community transit representative?
The community transit representative.
But that is due in January. I believe they have asked for a response by January.
So if we came next week and Councilmember Davis or Hanford or Camp were willing to attend that meeting and be our representative, then we can make that change if we wanted to then. Okay.
Okay. So, is there a motion then for one of the committees to start us off?
We have heard some Councilman Gamble or ask for something.
I'd like to stay on the finance committee, if at all possible.
Okay.
What did you say?
I'd like to stay on the finance committee.
Okay. Councilmember Cutterick?
I will make a motion that Councilmember Gamble, Councilmember Hanford, and Councilmember Scarborough sit on the Finance and HR Committee.
Second. Okay, so do this with me again. So for G, Finance Committee, we got Gamble, Hanford, and Scarborough. Okay. And so we have a first from Councilmember Cutterback. Was the second?
Second.
Okay. I heard a second before. Who was the second before? Okay, Councilmember Hanford. So I have a first from Councilmember Cutback, a second from Councilmember Hanford. The council members Gamble, Hanford, and Scarborough will serve on the 2018 Finance and Human Resources Committee. That is the motion, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. We're going to go ahead. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Okay, if we're going to go in order, the next one would be the 2018 Legislative Affairs Committee. Is there a motion to assign three council members to the 2018 Legislative Affairs Committee? Councilmember Hanford.
I move to assign council members Scarborough, Davis, and myself to the 2018 Legislative Affairs Committee.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Hanford. And a second from Councilmember Rasmussen to assign Councilmembers Scarborough, Davis, and Hanford to the 2018 Legislative Affairs Committee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion?
Sure.
Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions. Motion passes 5-0. Okay, so we're going to, I would be the last one. I is to assign three council members to the 2018 Transportation Planning, Public Works, Parks and Recreation, and Public Safety Committee, also known as the P4 Committee. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Make a motion to assign council members Kemp Davis and Rasmussen to the 2018
Transportation. Oh. That's good.
She will agree on it.
You want to be on it?
I think if I get on the community transit board.
We're not at any committees right now.
Yeah, I know. I orchestrated that.
That's your move right now.
But we have the steering committee.
Okay, so I have a motion on the. Was that seconded? I'm sorry.
It was seconded.
Okay, so I have a motion to assign council members Camp, Davis, and Rasmussen to the 2018 Transportation Planning, Public Works, Parks and Recreation, and Public Safety Committee. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0.
And we have to go back to change, don't we?
And again, what's the motion? Did you get the first and the second on that?
Rasmussen and Cutterback.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. I didn't remember stating the first and the second. Thank you. All right. Councilmember Scarborough.
Make a motion to appoint Patsy to the County Steering Committee.
Okay, so to I'm going to restate the motion as I understand that you made it, which would be under requested action C. You have made a motion to appoint Councilmember Cutterback as the council representative to the Snohomish County Tomorrow Steering Committee. Is that correct?
Second.
Okay, and there's a second from Councilmember Gamble. Discussion on the motion. Councilmember Cutterback.
So I if I remember, did we have a first and a second, like an alternate for that, that somebody could show up if you couldn't make it? Didn't we have that?
I think the two of you had a...
I think I started.
I think you had indicated that you were going to go, but if you couldn't, then he'd go, and then I think Councilmember Starter already attended that.
Do you know what the flexibility there is? I worry of committing to something that is a... You know, it's an important meeting. I think it's important that Monroe have a representative at that meeting. You know, I don't know what my schedule looks like Wednesday 6 to 8. In the future. I know that my job is somewhat locating into Everett, so that could make it easier.
Would you like to be the primary and I'll be the secondary?
How about if you be the primary and I can be the second?
No, no, no.
Well, there's a motion and a second on the floor. I call for the question.
Would you like to amend the motion?
I have the utmost confidence she's going to come through.
Yeah, I don't want to commit to something that's important for the city that I think it is important we have a representative that can attend that. And I think you would agree by having attended the meetings that there's a lot of discussion. And,
I do agree with that, but yeah. I'm also not sure I'm the guy that needs to be there to represent the city.
Right.
Considering some of the topics.
And I know, so from experience, I know the health district board, it's a commitment. It's a couple hour meeting in Everett. Same with the transit board. It's a big commitment, more so than the city committees has been my experience. So that's all. I think serving, if I do get on the community transit board, that would probably be the limit. So I think that if there's someone else that can look at that, that would be like our fine mayor. No?
Councilor Sturber?
I'll withdraw the motion and change the motion to nominate Councilman Davis to be the primary.
So I don't know that we need to make a decision on this evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be good for folks to kind of think through what their schedule is.
Exactly.
And their ability to do it. When is the first meeting of Snohomish County tomorrow? Do you know?
It's the fourth Wednesday of every month. I'm not aware if they're having a December meeting.
Probably not.
So perhaps January, end of January.
I have to pull my schedule.
So what we're going to do is we'll go ahead and we'll put this on the agenda for the first regular, action meeting in January. So if everybody could go ahead and take a look and see about what their ability is to do this, I think that would be a wise way to approach this.
Okay.
I understand that the motion has been withdrawn. Second has agreed to withdraw the motion. You can't?
He's not withdrawn.
So I'm afraid I'm going to consider it withdrawn. All right. So the council, based on consensus, we're okay with this coming back in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We will now move on to the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is Councilmember reports. Councilmember Hanford for the Finance and HR meeting.
Thank you. I would like to call on Ms. Hasser to give the update.
Okay.
So basically, this evening's Finance and HR Committee discussed some operational changes that we can make to the delinquency process and shutoff process for our utility bills that we hope will make it a little bit more efficient, a little bit easier on the guys when they're going out in the field, and hopefully will encourage those of our citizens who are having problems making the deadlines and making their payments to be able to do so in a more timely manner. And then we just also discussed the methodology used with regards to the proposed rate increases that will be coming for council next week.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from Ms. Husser? Okay, does the committee, the committee members have anything else to add?
No.
All right. We'll go ahead and move on to Snohomish County Tomorrow Steering Committee. Councilmember Scarborough, do you have anything else I can report? All right. We'll go ahead and go down the line. Councilmember Gamble.
It's been a while since we were last together. I think the Cougar side, they had a chance. Oregon Ducks had a coach, so it's been a good couple of weeks. Didn't even get a laugh out of it, jeez.
It was
mid-game, you know. Good, Apple Cup was great, Thanksgiving was great. One thing I did want to touch on was, you know, I know most of you guys are involved in the Monroe Public School Foundation, and they had a talent show up at the high school, and we got to see in action some of the speakers and stuff that were purchased via the Optimal Auction stuff this last Saturday. It was really cool, so I know some of you contributed to that, and so I just wanted to say thank you. It was a cool event. Lots of varied acts up at the high school, from a comedy show. We had a stand-up comic, which was unique, a beatboxer, everything across the board from the students up there, so it was really neat.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Nothing to say.
Okay. Councilmember Hanford.
I was planning to make it for the Light Up Monroe the weekend of Thanksgiving, but it just didn't happen. But the tree looks, both trees look beautiful. Mm-hmm. And well done. Those who sponsored it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You did a great job. Yeah. I want to say that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Cutback.
I'm sorry I missed that also. I intended on going and had other things come up. Just on December 1st, I went to Providence Hospital's Festival of Trees Gala at the Tulalip Casino, and they raised, I think, $1.1
million. Wow.
So it was incredible to see the community come forward and raise that much money for the hospital. It was a great event, so it was beautiful. That's it.
Thank you. That's from Scarborough.
Nothing.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and go up to staff. We do have a police update today. Chief Munzer or Deputy Chief Kennard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Being the outreach and enforcement team, the activities to date, we have 79 clients currently enrolled with our social worker and Sergeant Irving. Six new members this month. Five of those we've been contacting since the social worker came on board with us. They finally agreed to take some services, and that's a big success for us. We've had one complete chemical dependency assessment. We've had one complete detox. We've got two inpatient treatments. Individuals who have started that. We've referred one to housing just this week. We got one into housing, so that was a great success for them. And we've provided two services with the court hearings to continue payments over housing, which they're now enrolled in. We also have one in the triage center that was assisted, so it's been very successful. They've been staying very busy. And those are the numbers here. On November 16th, we had a pretty spectacular collision out on Highway 2 where a pickup truck hit a Jeep, which caused it to roll over. We believe that collision was a medical, where the driver of the pickup is having a medical emergency across through the bridge right here. Minor injuries on that particular collision, so thank goodness for that. Last week we had a situation that started with the vehicle pursuit. We identified the two people, took one of them into custody. About 2 days later, the passenger, actually the driver in that car, was called on a disturbance. And when we contacted that person, we arrested him on warrants. That particular individual wanted to talk to us, which led us to a residence up in the farm, where we had information that there may be a bomb, as well as narcotics and weapons that are illegal for the person to possess. We execute the search warrant at that time, brought the bomb team up. We did, in fact, locate explosives in that house. Very successful by our probiotic team, so just wanted to give them a shout out. They did a great job. Police and Fire Week appreciation, we just wanted to say thank you to the city, the businesses, the faith community, our schools, and city residences who really poured out appreciation for both the police department and the fire department. It was very much appreciated. An update on our personnel, we have a recruiting on a Stanley who is targeted to graduate from the academy on the 18th of January. We have Bradley Pettit, who is scheduled to graduate on February 13th. And we have a recruit, Natalie Steinbach, who has just been employed with us as of November 13th and is awaiting an anticipated March date to start the academy. Also on November 1st, Gary Hatch was promoted to the rank of Detective Sergeant and is now in charge of our investigation. As far as the update for burglaries, vehicle drops, and theft, we kind of flip-flopped from October to November. And in October, we had 7 burglaries, and in November, we had 2. In vehicle thefts in October, we had 2, and in November, we had 7. So we just kind of flip-flop back. We're trying to get a handle on what's going on with those particular vehicle thefts at this time. Burglaries have never really been a problem in the city, so that one is not as concerning, but we're trying to figure out where we're at with vehicle thefts. Are there any questions from Mr. Mayor or any council members?
Thank you, Deputy Chief. Councilmember Cutback.
Thank you. Do any of the new recruits speak Spanish?
One of them is very fluent in Spanish.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. I see no further. Thank you very much, Councilmember Gennar. Thank you very much, Deputy Chief Gennar.
Yeah, you're getting.
All right, we'll just go through staff now, and we'll start off with Mr. Swanson and back. Okay, thank you. Mr. Worthen?
Nothing tonight.
Okay, Mr. Farrow?
Thank you, Mr. Farrow. Meeting the council. We received news just before the Thanksgiving holiday from Snohomish County that they've included $250,000 of their 2018 Snohomish County capital budget for the Centennial Trail connection from Snohomish to Monroe. So if you recall, we were notified, I believe last October, from the Centennial Trail Coalition that funding that was originally allocated for that project had been reallocated to other projects. So, you know, thanks to council members and mayor, and I know our lobbyist was involved, and you know, especially council member Sam Lowe was fighting to put that back into the budget. It became successless in there. And so the inclusion of the $250,000 funds will go towards designing the 2 stream crossings at the Pilchuck River and French Creek within that trail corridor between Snohomish and Monroe. So this will be a meaningful, you know, phased approach, you know, to get the, keep the ball rolling with the eventual connection from Snohomish to Monroe. Good news.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Farrell? Councilmember Cutback.
So, Mike, I think when I had attended one of the meetings, they talked about it was like $1 million a mile, so it'd be like $10 million to complete the project.
Yeah.
So I love it that it can keep the ball rolling and it's 250 and it can do some design. Is there any, I mean, 10 million is quite a bit to get to, and is the likelihood of the design, if we're working on that, going out of, like, being need to be redesigned by the time we get to the 10 million?
That's an excellent point. That's something that we expressed to the county as well. So there, you know, that's that definitely, you know, literally is, you know, moving forward. So, we'd want to go through that effort and then have to redesign.
10 years down the road.
Yeah, so
I don't know if there's a way for them to set aside a fund that can continue to grow and maybe not start doing design until they know that there's going to be some sense of completion and that design will be
so
worthwhile.
It's Their capital improvement plan is, I believe it's a six-year, it looks like. And I believe that they have, in the tail end of the 6 years, you know, they've set that marker to do that. And then we are regularly meeting with not only Snohomish County, but also cities such as Snohomish and south of us, Duval, to talk about, you know, and update each other and you know, look for opportunities to continue to get these connections. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further? Anything further, Mr. Crow?
No.
Ms. Esser, thank you. Ms. Esser.
So, thank you for passing the budget tonight. And then for those that are now on the Finance Committee for 2018, just a reminder, normally we meet on the first Tuesday of each month, but since that council meeting is canceled for January, we are scheduling it for January 9th. So if you want to put that on your calendars, that's all I have for today.
Thank you. Mr. Feilberg.
Just one thing, the paving on South Madison was completed today. So it's all nice and smooth now.
Thank you. So, and ADA ramps in?
Yes, ADA ramps for our area, yeah.
Nice.
We're in first.
Not so. A lot of chips.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Feilberg? All right. Chief Quinzer.
Nothing this evening.
Thank you. So we do have a need for two executive sessions. The first executive session is for agency litigation. The next one will be for potential litigation. The total amount of time for these two will be, we'll start with 10 minutes. Potential litigation is pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, subsection 1, subsection I. Agency litigation is pursuant to RCW 42.30.110, subsection I. And we're going to go ahead and start off with agency litigation. Mr. Swanson, can you just wait for us right outside?
Absolutely.
And the only people that we need from staff for the agency litigation are Mr. Worthen and Liz. And that's all that we're going to need for agency litigation.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes. We're still recording, yes. Action may be taken following this. We certainly will be taking action. Thank you. Okay, we're back in out of executive session. We do have, we're going to return to Mayor Administrative Reports, and then we'll move on with our agenda. Ms. Knight, everything from administrative reports?
The only items I have is just a notice that we will be doing the appointments for, or requesting appointment of the Economic Development Advisory Board members. We will be doing that on the 12th. And then the other items that we have scheduled for the meeting on the 12th are all of the other board and commission appointments. We do have some carryovers that will come back to you on January 9th. So we won't be winning absolutely everybody. We've had a couple of applications that have come in. I think you're interviewing them next week.
Yes, so I'm interviewing one more person on Thursday, and we just received another application that I'll be reviewing, I think, on Thursday, if that meets her time frame as well.
We've got the master fee schedule. That was something that the Finance Committee discussed on utility fees. And then under discussion items, sick leave policies. And the sick leave policies we're going to be discussing are the changes in state law. So we need to also change our own personnel policies to be consistent with state law. And then the Parks Master Plan. So we'll have your Parks Board will be here at your meeting on the 12th. And the next item that I have then is really whether or not the meeting on the 12th will be your last and final meeting. And the reason for that is because we have oath of offices to administer. And so you have a couple of choices that I'd like to offer you as far as oath of offices are concerned. So we could, if you wanted, have a meeting sometime at the end of the month, so either on the 19th or the last 10 days of the month for your oath of office. And we can actually do that publicly, so you can invite friends and family to come. It would be our only action item, which then would allow you to go out and celebrate your victories. So that's option number one. Option number two is to come in and do your oath of office the last
10 days of the month, do them privately with Liz. You could just set up an appointment to come in and do that, and we would have kind of the official swearing in ceremony then at your first meeting in January, on January 9th. But that would be an actual action meeting, and so if friends and family were to come, they would have to excuse themselves or hang out for the rest of the meeting, and then you would have to continue on with your regular work. So the option number one allows you an opportunity to celebrate with friends and family. Option number two allows you to come in and do the, just the private swearing in, and then the kind of celebratory on January 9th. Did I get them all, or did I miss one?
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just a little bit to share. I mean, when I've been sworn in before, I've had family come in from out of the area. You then have a meeting that will last anywhere from a half hour to a couple hours. They go out and celebrate everything, and you know, when I get home, they're gone or they're back to home. So yeah, I just thought that we go ahead and make this offer as an opportunity. You know, if you were to do it, for example, on the 19th, like Ms. Knight was saying, we could just simply do that, and then you can go and hang out with family and friends and whatnot, or do as we've done in the past, which is the first meeting in January, and of course there was another option also provided. I think that's it. So Councilmember Hanford, you had your light before, so I'll go ahead and acknowledge your light, and I do want to come back to this if your item is not for this.
Sure, just to be verbal. So while we're on this, is there a reason that we couldn't do, just do the swearing in on the 12th?
The 12th, you've got the meeting with the Parks Board, so it would be the same. So this would be, so in addition to meeting with the Parks Board on the 12th, you also have the boards and commissions coming in. Mm-hmm. And so we're sort of celebrating them and also swearing them in. And then in addition to that, that could be a late meeting, so it goes back to what I was saying before, which is to do the swearing in. You may have friends and family here, and then you're not able to go off with them. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then my preference would be that we just schedule the time with Liz on our own.
Okay.
And then have the official swearing in on the 9th, or the one for photographs and family to come. That's my preference. And then the other question I had was on the agenda for next week for the reception time beforehand, are those people that are going to be appointed going to all be there so we can be meeting them and talking to them beforehand or not?
I know that several of them have already said that they're not going to be able to attend that meeting, but I think that we've gotten RSVPs from the majority of them.
Okay.
We sent them individual handwritten invitations and inviting them to come.
Okay.
Yeah, and the people being appointed just on the Economic Development Advisory Board is an example. Two or three of them, they're business owners. They're just not able to make it to even the 7 o'clock meeting.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have a preference on swearing in? Councilmember Scarborough.
I'm okay with that one.
With what he said?
Yeah.
Councilmember Rasmussen?
Indifferent.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Fair enough. We'll go ahead and we'll do it as we've done in the past. The swearing in will be at the first meeting in January. If you would like to come in and be sworn in before the end of December, the rule, the state law, is 10 days prior to December 31st, which means you come in and swear in December 21st and forward.
Yeah, and just a note on that too, I do have some out of offices, so if you'd like, you can go ahead and send an email in that regard and let me know when I will be around. Also, the judge can do oath of offices as well, so I can check with her to see if she could be available should I not be here on a day that you'd like to come in.
And there's no requirement that you be sworn in as a council member, you wouldn't be?
It's required to be within 10 days of taking office.
Okay.
So it would be the 10 days prior that's official.
Right.
So either the last regular business meeting of the year, which at this point would be the 12th, or you can schedule the 19th, or within the last 10 days of the year, that's our CW.
Right, or just come in on January 9th and be sworn in on January 9th.
Technically, you should be sworn in before your term begins on January 1st.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to have your oath of office in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
And then the celebratory swearing in happens on January 9th.
Yes. I think it would be kind of cool to come in on the 19th and do it together, but if I could wait till the 9th, I'd probably do that, but to make it easy on Liz and everybody else and efficient one time for staff that we're all just here at once, I mean, for her to manage or the judge to manage and us running in, and so I just, for efficiency and just, you know, there's something we said about celebrating, but we've never done it like that. I think this was...
It brings up an interesting question. If we've been, I mean, I know that I signed the statement before I got here 10 days prior, you know, but before the 31st. But if we've always been taking the oath of office in January, that means we haven't been complying with that section of RCW.
No, you aren't.
You officially come and get your oath of office in that last 10 days, and then you just do the ceremonial swearing.
But I think all we've been doing is the oath of office at the first meeting in January.
Since Liz has been here, it has been done per RCW.
Oh, nice.
I think we've been doing
that
at the end of the year.
Yeah.
At least we try.
But the 19th is really
and, and it is no trouble if you want to schedule an individual time. It is, what, five of you. And then just to note that if you do choose to have it on a meeting, we do need a quorum.
All right. So I hear Councilmember Cutback saying she's good with the 19th. Councilmember Rasmussen?
Yeah, still indifferent, but I tend to lean more towards the 19th as well. Just simply looking at that first time I was sworn in, it was a two-hour meeting just on marijuana as soon as we raised our right hand. So it'd be kind of nice to.
My first council meeting, I took a seat from somebody that was sitting right there where Councilmember Cutback is, and went right into a meeting and voted on the ethics ordinance. That's the first thing that. That was a late meeting, and I had friends and family here, and so I did it. Councilmember Scarborough, I'm hearing two from the 19th now.
I'm good on the 19th too, but I question, that isn't in the last 10 days of the month.
It doesn't matter, it's the last council meeting. Yeah, so it's the last council meeting or 10 days prior.
Okay.
I'm
good on the 19th.
Okay. Well, Councilmember Campbell won't be starting, but we would love to have him here.
Yeah, sure.
Councilmember Hanford, your preference?
I'm fine on the 19th.
Okay. But you do need a quorum to keep it on.
That is correct. So the four of them are good, and the four of them will be sworn in. Okay.
You're
so.
You're not coming, are you?
What?
You're not coming.
No, I have a meeting that night anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the third Tuesday of the month, so I have a meeting preceding our council meeting anyway.
You're saying you'll be here.
No, I plan on actually staying for the totality of the meeting that I usually skip out early on.
Okay.
I got it.
So am I to understand then, did we cancel the meeting on the 19th?
Oh, we did. We would just simply reinstate our regular business meeting on the 19th. We would notice it accordingly that we will have a meeting. It will just be an extremely abbreviated agenda.
Okay. So do we need a motion then from the council?
To
unring the cancellation. Okay, is there a motion from the council to reinstate the December 19th meeting?
So
okay.
Second.
Okay, so I have a motion from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Cutback to reinstate the December 19th meeting, primarily for the purpose of administering the oath of office for those individuals that have been elected for the next term. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Okay, anything else from the city administrator report?
Just a notice I left on your chairs that we have the Association of Washington Cities Legislative Action Day
It is Wednesday and Thursday, the 24th and 25th of January this year. If you've never been, I would really encourage you at least to come down, even if you don't stay overnight. We are planning to host a dinner for our legislators and then for the other cities that are part of the 39th district. So that will be happening the evening of Wednesday, the 24th. We're just organizing it. We're not.
Where will it be? Oh, you don't know.
Pardon?
You don't know where it will be.
I do know where. The dinner? It is going to be at a restaurant that the mayor recommended, the Italian restaurant.
Yes, the Italian restaurant.
Oh, you can't remember the name?
Not right now on my plate.
Me neither.
Okay.
At a 4-star Italian restaurant.
How far from the hotel?
Relatively close.
Yeah, it's about 2 miles, 2.5 to 3 miles. Not walking. Well, you could certainly walk if you wanted to. But.
Down by Anthony's.
Yes.
Okay.
What heard you say the date?
24, 25.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Of January?
Of January. And I can send this information out to you as well.
It is on your extended agenda as well.
Gotcha.
I didn't see who clocked in first. Councilmember Walters?
Thanks. I will not be able to make it this year. I'm hoping to make it next year. We'll see.
Okay. Next year will be a more exciting year anyway. It'll be a budget year.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Cutler?
Yeah, I recommend if anyone hasn't attended, if you can, to attend. But I would like to do it. So if you can put me down.
Will do.
And so leaving early Wednesday morning, staying over Wednesday night, coming back Thursday evening?
Thursday afternoon.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and I'll be going also. Anybody else able to make it? They know of right now? If you could just let us know the next.
I can put you down as tentative too, because we don't have to pay for the.
I can't go on the 24th. I've got an all day meeting in the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. I was just trying to see if I can make it because it'd be the night of the 24th to the 25th.
Yeah,
right? All right. Anything further?
I don't.
Okay. And just a real quick public thank you to the Chamber of Commerce for a wonderful tree lighting, and also to the different companies, and also a church that came up with a total of $18,000 for the lights. Those lights that are out there are estimated to last for 3 to 5 years. And they were professionally put up there. So that was beautiful tree lighting, and I was amazed when I saw the lights go on. I didn't realize how much light there would be above it. All right, that's all I have for right now. And is there Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to add an item to the agenda in reference to an offer of judgment in regards to the Bremner litigation with the city.
Sorry, yeah, a motion from Councilmember Gamble, a second from Councilmember Hanford to add an item to tonight's agenda as he stated. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, I move that the City Council authorize the City Attorney to convey an offer of judgment to the plaintiff in the Bremner litigation up in the amount recommended by the City Attorney in executive session.
Second. I have a motion from Councilmember Gamble, a second from Councilmember Hanford, as he has read. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
Is there any other items for discussion tonight?
There is no further items for this evening.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Yeah, motion to adjourn from Councilmember Gamble. A second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion to adjourn? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
What was the first people that